Now, one of the things that I really want to make sure that people accomplish here with the materials in the workbook and with this audio is that obviously it's not going to solve every issue that ever comes up with regard to estate planning or retirement planning. But as I mentioned earlier, I want to make sure that there is a key awareness that you understand, you take notice, you sit up. And, you know, when it comes to when we talked about asset protection, I say one of my objectives is I want you to be able to sleep easier at night knowing that it's taken care of. Well, I guess my initial reaction or initial objective even with estate planning and retirement planning is I want you to stay up at night. I want to make sure that I've cranked up the urgency and cranked up the need enough that you say, hey, I'm not going to sleep until I make sure that I know that I've taken care of some of these things. So, I mean, I hope it keeps people up at night until they work through the steps in the workbook, they formulate that plan of action, and then they implement that plan of action because it's not going to take care of itself. Ignoring it is not a method. As they say, hope is not a method. Hoping that thing will take care of itself, that's not a strategy. Hope is certainly not a strategy, nor is just denial. Unfortunately, I find people all the time that just think that it's going to go away or, it'll take care of itself. That's not the case. This is something that the great news for us is that we can control our destiny. It's not up to the government. It's up to us. It's up to you to do what it takes to plan for your estate, for your heirs and beneficiaries, to plan for your retirement so that you can really enjoy the fruits of your labor, so that you can enjoy everything you've worked so hard to accomplish rather than relying upon the government.